7 minutes before nine. Now, South African Health Minister last week confirmed the first incident of COVID-19, and it's likely, certainly, and may have already created a lot of uncertainty in the workplace. What we do know is that the COVID-19 virus spreads through coughing or sneezing, close personal contact, and touching an object or surface on which the virus is found. Now, the advent of the virus will most likely result in employees wanting to work remotely or to take extended leave. The Basic Conditions of Employment Act has a closed list of recognized forms of leave: sick leave, family responsibility leave, adoption leave, annual leave, paternity leave. With the exception of annual leave, none of these forms of leave accommodate employees who do not wish to report for fear of contracting a virus. Sick leave should only apply to employees who are showing symptoms of the virus or actually sick, as opposed to those who fear contracting the virus. You see where there could be a particular challenge here. So if the virus escalates, employers across the country may be required to consider flexible working arrangements, such as allowing employees to work remotely instead of reporting to the office, or even limiting traveling for employees. The option of remote working will be subject to operational requirements, certainly. Also, the option of remote working is only open to a small percentage of employees. Retailing, banking, and fast-moving company goods, for example, cannot afford to extend the same arrangement. So what happens in those instances? Well, employees should consider, for example, possibly launching a hygiene campaign, including instructional guides on how to wash hands effectively, and keeping an employee's workspace clean and hygienic is a possible strategy. What other strategies can employers apply in this regard? What can employees do in terms of their concerns around possible contraction or fear of contracting COVID-19? Or what would occur in the face of an individual being forced to be in isolation, being forced to quarantine? How does sick leave apply in this particular regard? Well, I caught up earlier with Anlie Besaidenhout. Anlie is currently in London, but she's a senior associate at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, to share her thoughts on this particular aspect. As coronavirus continues to dominate conversation locally and abroad, businesses need to ensure that they understand and protect the rights of their employees. And naturally, questions are being raised around rights to work remotely, access to sick leave, and rights to be able to refuse certain work-related tasks based on fears of contracting the disease. Anlie Besaidenhout, senior associate at CDH Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, joins us in conversation. Anlie, good evening, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. What are employees legally obligated to provide in the face of a crisis like the spread of the coronavirus?
So it's quite an interesting question, because as these things develop, the law develops with it, in that it doesn't necessarily provide for the specific case, but the guidelines are there, and those guidelines can be applied by employers and employees alike. To start with, the basics would be to go to the provisions of the Basic Conditions of Employment Act, which requires employers to give employees a certain amount of paid sick leave. So those provisions will continue to apply. If an employee is sick or if they're diagnosed with the coronavirus, then a sick certificate will be required, and the necessary and all the same processes will be followed internally. Whilst that's ongoing, there's of course still the risk of the disease spreading within a workplace. And for what can be done there, I think the key word is reasonable. Employers should take reasonable steps to protect its employees, and they have that obligation in terms of legislation.
The legislation you refer to, is that Occupational Health and Safety, Anlie?
That's correct. So the Occupational Health and Safety Act places that obligation on an employer. And in doing so, it requires an employer to assess what may be reasonable in the circumstances. And some of those steps are actually quite practical, and I think most employers are considering them already. It also requires an element of creativity on the side of employers, in that this is a disease that we're not familiar with. We don't necessarily know how this is going to play out. We also don't know for how long the country will be affected by it. So But at this point in time, the basic steps will at least include things like ensuring your workplace has adequate hand sanitizers, possibly placing a prohibition on handshakes or any other physical contact, starting to evaluate your sick leave policies, whether they're flexible enough, how you think you can accommodate any employees who may be sick for prolonged periods of time, and also considering whether or not the impact may be limited by allowing flexible working hours or a flexible working environment, in other words, allowing people to work from home more regularly. And I think we're at the phase of this disease where these discussions should take place now and sooner rather than later, so that those contingency plans are in place should the unfortunate thing happen of this disease spreading much further through South Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also important for employers to avoid panic and to ensure that staff are educated around the spread of the virus. Working remotely, I mean, that can apply to certain industries, but it certainly can't be applied across the board. I suppose one takes your point then that employees have to be quite creative.
Definitely. So our environment or our industrial relations environment in South Africa definitely doesn't only include corporates. So people who are in charge of factories or warehouses where large groups of employees gather together on one day should also consider what they can practically do. I think hand sanitizers, the prohibition of any physical contact, those are all very practical measures. But also what they will do in the event that they are aware of any employee having become ill or having been in contact with someone that's ill. I think it's important to stress that employees mustn't be under the impression that this obligation is only on their employer. You as the employee have an obligation to inform your employer if you're aware of a risk in the workplace as well. And we would encourage employees to do so. If you're concerned about your own health, go and speak to your manager. If you've been in contact with someone that has contracted the disease or has been in contact with someone that has the disease, speak to your employer. By speaking up and creating an environment in our workplaces where it's open to discussion and people have someone to speak to, we may be able to manage it more effectively by taking proactive steps as opposed to waiting for an employee to be diagnosed before the proper steps are implemented.
Smile 90.4 FM, we're chatting to Anlie Besaidenhout, Senior Associate at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr, talking to us about coronavirus and the workplace. You're welcome to share your thoughts too on 35904. Drop us a voice note or give us a call on 0861 990 4.